Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Krisis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Let's teach the words first, and then the Ezer Shem Yisbaruch will go back and explain. Isha, we have over here a case where a woman has sveika. She's not sure. She has shalo safik chamisha zivais, or safik chamisha leidais. She has five sveikais of ziva. And she has five sveikais of leida. Ziva is a possible tumah. Leida means a possible birth. Via carbon echad, she brings one carbon on the suffix. Zakta Heilige Mishnah Vaita Masechtes Krisis, Perik Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Ha'isha, we have over here a case where a woman, she has shalo suffix chamisha zivais. She has five sveikas of ziva. Without getting into the intricacies of the halacha, when a woman sees dam, she's tummy for 7 days. Those are shiva yimei nida, midiraisa. After the 7 days, she goes into an 11-day period of ziva. During these 11 days, if she sees dam for 3 days in a row, she becomes a ziva that has to bring a carbon. In addition to being metaya herself in order to come into the Beis HaMikdash or to eat hegdish, she has to bring a carbon. It's a carbon of birds. Now, this woman had five cases of suffix ziva. In other words, in each of the five cases, she's not sure that the 3 days in a row were in the 11-day period that would make her a ziva. She lost cheshen of whether she was holding during the 7-day cycle or the 11 days that follow it. So again, she saw for 3 days in a row, but she's not sure whether that made her a ziva or not. And she has five of these sveikais. Usafik chamisha leidas. Or, if a woman had five sveikais, five suffix, uncertain cases of whether the baby that she had is considered a baby. She had five miscarriages. She never lost her baby. And we've learned before, sometimes it is considered a baby al pi halacha, sometimes not. And she had five such cases. So she comes now to the Beis HaMikdash. She wants to be able to come into the Beis HaMikdash. She wants to bring her karbonos, but she's not sure. And in each of these cases, she's not sure five times. Zak de Mishnah, Mevi'a karbon echad, the halacha in both cases is, she's told to bring only one carbon. She brings only one carbon. And now she has the green light. She can eat kadoshim. Now she has to bring a chatas. Normally, like we explained in the previous Mishnayos, a chatas is very problematic when it comes to a suffix. Because if you're not mechuyav a chatas, you're not allowed to donate a chatas. And oil is not a problem. Worst comes to worst, you can say, okay, if I'm not mechuyav, I'm donating it. But by a chatas, you're stuck. You're not mechuyev, it's chulun lazara, it's not a good carbon. So by a behema chatas, there's no etza. But the woman, both in the case of ziva, as well as in the case of childbirth, brings a bird chatas. A bird chatas, we're not makriv on the mizbeach. And we're really stuck. Otherwise, there's no possible way she'll ever be able to be metaya herself to eat kachim and come to the Beis HaMikdash. And you have to remember, coming to the Beis HaMikdash, that was part of people's lives. It was their Simchas HaChayim. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, it's going to be ours eventually. So Chazal said, okay, you can bring the Chatas Oif on a Safik, but no one can eat it. But only once. Even though she's possibly Mechuyah five times, you bring it just once. And that gives you the green light. Vaycheles Bezvachim. So the Batanura explains that this first carbon is going to be like the mikvah. If someone's tummy several times, he doesn't have to toivel himself several times. One tefillah works for all the tumah. So one carbon works for the complete tahara that she needs. So mevi'a carbon echad, she brings one carbon, the aicheles bazvachim. It gives her the green light to eat karbonis, ve'ein hashar alea achayva, she does not have to bring the other four. Because the whole thing that she's bringing, even the one chatas oif ala safik, is with a big hatter, because we have no choice. So one, and that's it. However, says the Mishnah Vayter, a woman that has chamish leidois vadois, five times for sure she had a child, and she never brought the karbanis, or chamish zivais vadois, five times for sure she saw 3 days in a row during the Yemei HaZiva. So enachanami mevia karban echad, she has to bring only one karban, so that v'oicheles bezvachim, she should get her green light to be able to eat hegdish. Because like we said, like the Batnura explained to us, just like if you come tamei through different ways, one mikveh is metayer everything, so does one karban. But v'asha, the other four karbanas, aleha chayva, she still has to bring it. Even though she's already tar, she still has a chayv to bring the other four karbanas. That's learned from a pasuk. It's true the karban is metayer you, but even after your tar, you have to bring for each one a different karban. If you know for sure that you're mechuyev to bring a karban. Zakta Mishnah Maisa, there was a story, Sha'amdu kinim b'yishalayim b'din rezav. You know the rule of supply and demand? The more people need something, the price goes up higher. So there were so many women, because of childbirths and zivais, that needed pairs of birds, that the price of the kinim, the price of the pairs of birds, went up to the exuberant sum of golden dinners. Each pair cost one golden dinner. Amar Rav Shem Ben Gamliel said, I'm going to bring down the price. And not only that, he was so determined to bring down the price that he said, Hama'oin azeh, I swear by Ma'oin means a place where you live, the dwelling place, but it means the ultimate place where the Shekhinah lives. I swear by the Beis HaMikdash that lo'olin ha'alayla, I shall not sleep tonight at Shiyu B'dinarin until they are sold for silver dinners. In other words, each pair will cost no more than one silver dinner, which is only a 25th of a golden dinner. One dinner zav is 25 dinner day kesef. You realize how much the price is going to come down, Rav Shimon Gamliel promised? Rav Shimon Gamliel was very worried that the poor women will not be able to afford one carbon at the high price of a golden dinner. And then they may wind up eating Kaddishim or entering the Beis HaMikdash without even bringing this one carbon, and that's a Chiyav Karas. Nichnas lebezin, so he entered Bezdin, the limit, and he taught that a isha sheyesh aleha chamish leidos vadois, he taught different than what we learned till now, that even if a woman has five vadai cases of leida, or chamish zivais vadois, five vadai cases of ziva, she knows for sure she saw 3 days in a row during her Yemei HaZiva. Mevi'in carbon echad, she brings one carbon vaycheles bezvachim, and she can eat kadashim. Ve'ein hashar alea choyva, and she's not mechuyev to bring the other four carbonis. And you know what happened? Va'amdu kinim by bayayim. That very same day, the price of the pairs of birds came crashing down until it stood b'rivasayim at 2/4 of a silver dinner. In other words, 2 pairs of birds cost 2/4 of a silver dinner, which means that 1 pair cost 1/4 of a silver dinner. How is Rav Shimon Gamliel allowed to do this? Lemaisa, we learned from Sukkim that they do have to bring the other karbanos. So the Batanur explains, there's a pasuk, Eis lasis Lashem hefeiro teresecha. There are times that the Chacham of the Dar see that there's a need, and the Torah gives them a right to go against the Torah, because if not, people would be over terrible averis. So what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that a woman that has five suffic leidos, maybe she had a baby, maybe not, she's not sure if Alpia Locha was a baby, or five suffic zivais, she's not sure. She saw 3 days in a row, but she's not sure whether it was during this 11-day period in her cycle that would make her a ziva. She brings one carbon, and she has the green light to eat hegdash. She does not have to bring the rest, because even the one chata suffix that she's bringing is also, we kvetched out a heter, so to speak, because we have no choice. So bring the chatas, but no one should eat it. If she had chomish leidos vadois, for sure, five babies, or for sure, 5 cases of ziva. So again, after one carbon, she can eat hegdash. It's like the mikveh. Doesn't make a difference for how many times a person is tamei. One mikveh is entire everything. But she's obligated to bring the rest of the karbanis. At one point, the price went up very high. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, uh-oh, there could be a tsar over here. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, he swears by the Beis HaMikdash. He's not going to go to sleep till he brings down the price. And the price really came down because Rav Shimon ben Gamliel went and he darshened. Then even in a case of Vadai, she does not have to bring separate karbanas for each case, only one. By the way, can you think of another example of where Chazal darshened Ace Lasis Lashem Hefeiru Teresecha? That they did something for the Kiyam HaTaira? Even though in the short run, they darshened something against the Halacha? Well, look at your Mishnayos. And the answer is you're looking at it. Really, you're not allowed to write down Teresh Shabbal Peh. Teresh Shabbal Peh is supposed to come only from a Rebbe. But Chazal saw the difficult Golas. So they dashed in the Pasig Ace Lasis Lashem Efeira Teresecha, and they allowed for Torah Shabbat Peh to be written down.